Mine brings you the old-time radio program, the Wild Boar News Podcast from sunny South Florida. Welcome, I'm Dr. Matthew McMahon. This just in, Jesus said, "The truth shall set you free." This is true. Nothing else will set you free, but some disagree. Some think they need more than the Bible to draw in men and see them converted. In the June edition of the Good News tabloid, one of the headlines is, quote, "Websites brings truth to lost fans," end quote, written by lost addict Joanne Brokaw. Lost is a TV show written by Hollywood for entertaining the masses. The show's producers and ABC have gone to great lengths to create an elaborate ruse in possibly one of the most addicting, all-time powerful cliffhanger serials ever aired. Even online, one can visit www.thehansofoundation.org to see what I mean. Lost fans can surf the web in order to find a host of various websites that interconnect them to clues not necessarily demonstrated on the show, or re-angled information that presses the viewer to come back for more. You can visit a myriad of websites and keep up to date on clues shared by fans all over the world. Among these websites is the Lost Experience Clues, which recorded over 170,000 visitors in its first week. Joanne Brokaw reporting says, and I quote, "Folks are trading passwords and codes and secret messages, theorizing in the identity of Persephone and the whereabouts of Dr. Thomas Middlework," end quote. However, behind the lie of simply creating an entertaining website on the storyline of Lost, the developers of the site have another motivation. It's a secret from unsuspecting views. Much like the manner in which the devil works, deception. They hook you first in the secular program, and then they connect all of the Lost fans with Jesus Christ. There is a companion site, Stories of the Lost, where personal stories that parallel the Lost characters are given in order to offer viewers a spiritual perspective on being truly lost and searching for truth. These sites are the work of Watermark Community Church in Dallas, Texas, and used primarily as a deceptive means to create a new kind of outreach evangelism. Such website tools are designed to, and I quote, "gently introduce visitors to the message of Christ's redemption," end quote. Funny, I don't find Christ or the apostles ever doing that. Todd Wagner, senior pastor at Watermark, says in a press release, quote, "We believe that many of the themes found on Lost resonate with people from all walks of life. So we decided to create a website that would utilize the Lost experience as a means of engaging with our culture about the themes of faith, redemption, and hope. Connecting people via non-traditional means gives us an opportunity to share our faith in a way that is non-threatening or evasive," end quote. Funny, I don't ever find Christ or the apostles doing that. There is no doubt that groupies of the Lost series notice a lot of spiritual content that follows an oriental mysticism pressing good against evil in the program. Others have debated as to whether the island itself follows the Romanized teaching of purgatory. Certainly, the character Mr. Echo, taking on the guise of a Roman priest, adds some spiritual tone to the show. But truth? Well, there's none to be found, at least not in accordance with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brokaw comments when she says, quote, "Outreach tools like the Lost Experience are great ways to explore the themes from a biblical perspective and use pop culture phenomenon to truly reach the lost," end quote. Well, the Wild Boar disagrees. Not only do these non-traditional means replace true evangelism, but such replaces the gospel of Jesus Christ altogether. Lost is not the Bible. Mr. Wagner of whatever church in Dallas, Texas, needs to get out of the pulpit and into the pew if that is what he is teaching his congregation. And he is when he turns to the social gospel. Traditionalism, or God's unchanging and uncompromising character, is always offensive to fallen man. It seems Wagner needs a theological lesson or two from the scriptures. Churches should be ashamed of themselves for purporting the gospel of Jack, or of the gospel of Said, or the letter of John Locke to the churches in America. We don't need the gospel of lost characters helping us out. Instead, I think we simply need to evangelize the lost world by directing them to the Bible and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wagner and his church are a lost bunch in more ways than one. This is Dr. Matthew McMahon signing off.
Good night, then, until this same time next week.